Okay, our first presenter is Ty Smith, tightening treatment intervals to maximize control of tarnished plant bugs in high pressure scenarios in the Mississippi Delta.
Thank you for that introduction. My name is Ty Smith. I'm an undergraduate at Mississippi State, and I will be starting my master's under Dr. Angus Catchott this summer. What I'm going to be discussing today is tightening the treatment intervals and having to deal with the tarnished plant bug. So as everyone knows, the tarnished plant bug across the entire cotton belt has become a big issue as far as ever since the eradication of the boll weevil. This is what has sprouted out now as our main issue. This map here shows that the U.S. average cost of control this past year for the tarnished plant bug was around $14.69. And outside of the Mid-South, the tarnished plant bug isn't that big of an issue that it needs to be controlled a lot. But what I want to hit on today is that in the Mid-South, it's a major issue. These numbers show some of the losses this past year. Thrips were accounted for about $3.2 million of losses. Spider mites around $4.7 million. Bollworm, budworm around $4.6 million. And then the tarnished plant bug around $23 million. And this past year, the average number of sprays for the tarnished plant bug was around 5 to 7. This graph here shows the relationship between the number of acres planted since 2002 and the number of insecticide applications that we've had to make for the tarnished plant bug. From 2002 to 2006, the acres of cotton was much higher than it is now. But with that acreage being much higher, the amount of applications that we had to put out was much lower. 2007 was the first year that we saw a sharp decrease in the amount of cotton acreage, and because of that, up until now, we've had to increase the number of applications per year, strictly because cotton, with the less amount of acres of cotton, cotton has become more of a sink, and everything that migrates out is, all those plant bugs that migrate out are migrating to a lesser amount of cotton. This shows the crop diversity from 2006 to 2015, and this red maroon block is how much cotton was planted. And as you can tell, the amount of acreage of cotton has gone down substantially. We have a few things in place as control strategies, such as hairy leaf varieties, early maturing varieties, early planting dates, reducing the amount of nitrogen that we put in the soil, blocking cotton away from corn, and then early diamond applications and tank mixtures. But what I really want to hit on today is the shortened intervals in heavy pressure areas. So what this first graph is done by Dr. Jeff Gore over in Stoneville. And what this graph shows is that pre-treatment, we took account of how many nymphs in 6 square feet. And then from there, we made an application. And at 4 days after that application, we made another count and then made a second application of ornithine at 0.5 pound. And what this graph shows on the right-hand side is the number of days after that second application. And as we can see, at 4 and 5 days, we were still getting 100% application, 100% control. At 6 days, we were getting 70% control. And then it started tapering off at the end at 7 days with 20% control. But the main thing I want to bring up about this graph is that it's showing the advantages of doing those dual applications that are 1 and then at 4 and 5 days doing another. These next graphs I'm going to show were a trial done in Glendora, Mississippi. The plots were 4 rows by 50 feet. They're replicated 4 times. And the sprayer that was used was running at 10 gallons per acre with a TX6 hollow cone nozzle at 3.5 miles per acre, 3.5 miles per hour, and 65 psi. So the first graph I want to show is these are the efficacy of competitive products against the tarnished plant bug nymph. And although some of these products aren't that I'm going to be showing aren't always best used to treat the tarnished plant bug, what we really want to show is using that those two applications back to back, the control you're going to get is much better than just using a single one. So the first two we have are using Savanto at 7 ounces and 12 ounces. And Savanto hasn't shown in this trial to be that great. But again, using those two applications back to back, you're getting a much better control than just using one. Some of the better products, such as Transform and Bidrin, and then the Bidrin plus Bifenthrin, you're showing that with those two applications back to back, your percentage of control is substantially better. In this next graph, we used three other chemicals, Belay, Transform, and Brigade. And again, Transform worked very well just by itself, but once you use that second application after 4 days, it's you're getting into the 90% control range. Belay worked fairly well, and with that second application, still worked fairly well, but the percent control is still higher. Brigade acted the same way. Here we used acephate, Transform, and then a combination of Strafer and Orthene. And acephate by itself worked fairly well, and then with that second application, still was even better. And then Transform, again, at 53% control, was up to 86% control after that second application 4 days afterwards. And then the Strafer Orthene tank mix, again, increased after that second application from 58% to 79%. Here's another set of graphs doing the same thing with Strafer, Orthene at 1 pound, Diamond at 6 ounces, Transform, and then tank mix of Transform and Diamond. All these products performed fairly well by themselves, but again, with that second application 4 days afterwards, all these performed in the 90th percentage on the control. This is a graph showing the efficacy of selected insecticides. These are just a number of insecticides that we used, and I'm not going to go into detail about a lot of these, but again, all of them show, except that Intruder at 1.1 ounce, that using that second application 4 to 5 days after your first application, you're getting a lot better control, and you're getting that control to stay out there a lot longer. This graph shows the same thing. A lot of these products, when they were just used by themselves with one application, worked fairly well, but with that second application, you got a much higher control rate. And again, with this one as well, the control for these by themselves were fairly well, but at 5 days, putting out that second shot worked a lot better. And then it brings me to this. What do growers and consultants actually see when they're making their counts and their recommendations? So this was a trial that we did using aerial control of tarnished plant bug in high pressure locations. And what we did was we made our application and we got our count of 3.3 nymphs and then made a second application. And 5 days after that second application, we got four nymphs, and then again at 9, and then again at 14. And most people would look at this, most growers and consultants will look at this and think of this as a product failure. But one of the advantages of being in research is that we have a control to go along with these numbers. So what this graph shows is the numbers in red are the exact same numbers from the graph before, but the numbers in green are showing us the control plots to go along with these. So as you can see, at 4 days after the first treatment, we went down from 7.5 to 3.3, showing that we got some control. And after the second application, we got from 22.9 to 4.1. So this is showing us that even though the product may look like it's failing, just from the control numbers, we're getting a lot better control than without having the controls to go back and look at. This graph is the same thing, and all that it is, all that I'm showing here is the different percentages that are left, that are the different percentage controls we're getting. 56% with 4 days after the first treatment, 82% after 5 days after the second treatment, and 64% and 41% respectively. So then how do you actually evaluate your product performance? The biggest thing to do here is to monitor your square retention. Regardless of the plant bug numbers, if the first position square retention is holding, then the product is working. If square retention is dropping, then your products are failing and not performing well. If you tighten those intervals to pressure, it should normalize and the square retention rise should remain fairly steady. So in a summary, in heavy pressure situations such as the Delta region, tightening the spray interval during periods of heavy pressure is critical in maintaining the control of the tarnished plant bug. Increasing the tarnished plant bug numbers does not always indicate a product failure, and it's very critical to monitor your square retention during periods of heavy plant bug adult migrations into the field. So with that, does anybody have any questions? Sir? From what I understand, the label has been pulled, but from what I heard earlier, Dow has put in a modified label, and I think some states are starting to get their Section 18 recommendations in to see if we're going to get that back or not. They're being accepted right now, but like they told us earlier, just because they're being accepted doesn't mean that they're going to be allowed to come back onto the market. Any more?
Do we have plenty of time for questions? If not,
okay. Yes, sir.
So what kind of future plans do you have based off of this question? What's the next step?
I'm not really sure how to answer that question at the time. I'm presenting this research for people, so I really couldn't answer that question at the moment. I can get you the answer to that question later on if you need me to.
So do you think if you tighten your spray intervals and you spray them off, do you think you'll see a resurgence in secondary pests, like aphids, spider mites, something like that?
Definitely with some of those chemicals, you're definitely going to, because a lot of those chemicals do show a surge in some of those. I'm not really sure whether or not this isn't something that you always have to go by. This is showing just what those back-to-back applications can do. Some of these products work very well the first time, and you shouldn't have to go back and put the second application back out. So I'm not really sure.
One question, if you consider rotating chemistries from the first application.
Yes, sir. You should always rotate your chemicals as best as possible, but as much as possible. But some of these, this was really just to show that using those back-to-back applications at 4 and 5 days will give you a lot better control than you need. But again, you should always rotate your class of insecticides.
So, as a follow-up to this test, you may want to look at different classes.
Yes, sir. Definitely. So thank you.
Let's thank our speaker.